Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a common question doctors will get have to do with things that people see on TV. So somebody will see a crime movie or TV show and ask about fingerprints or something. And so I was asked a long time ago if you could remove your fingerprints. And I'm like, why? Do you want to rob a bank? No, you can't remove your fingerprints. Your fingerprints are in there. You could pretend to rub it off, but you have certain patterns that you just can't ever, you can't change your fingerprint. Identical twins. Identical. Identical twins. How will I have different fingerprints? Fingerprints are made, I think they're started roughly 16, 17 weeks gestation. The amniotic fluid, the growth of keratin, which might not always be consistent, starts to cause different grooves that happen when the baby, whose skin is so sensitive and friable, is able to make little changes based on the pressure. And as amniotic fluid is swirling around the baby, there are different patterns that may form on the fingertips. Now, what's the evolutionary purpose of fingerprints? Well, a fingerprint wasn't so much the evolutionary advantage as you having friction. So I don't know if you guys have ever tiled your bathroom. I have tile in your house. If that tile is smooth and sleek, that's not a good tile because you'll slip and fall. But if you have a tile that has a little bit of grit, a little bit of friction, a little change in the surface area, not to get too much into physics, you end up having a little bit more control. So I'm not saying our fingers need to be like Spider-Man, you know, where it had the little sticky things. But in order for us to hold things, we actually need that change in the surface area and the surface friction of the fingers. And so it has to have these grooves. It just helps us with grip, with sensation, with room. In fact, when we sweat from our fingers, when you have grooves, you have more surface area. See, if you have flat, but then if you have bumpy, there's less surface area on something flat than bumpy because it goes, yeah. So I did learn something in physics. Physics was my worst science of all the sciences. Bio was my best, and then chemistry. But I learned something in physics. So your fingerprints are very unique. Well, the fingerprints are in the news this week because apparently in Columbia University, a student wanted to see if fingerprints were similar in a person's hand. They aren't. My thumb fingerprint is different than my index finger. That's nothing new. But what was unique in the study is they used AI and to see if AI could figure that out. We've all known that if you leave, if a criminal, let's say, you know, hit the elevator with their index finger, but they use their thumb for something, those fingerprints could be different. There might be some similarities because not all fingerprints are circular. Some can be whorls. Let me see. I think there's actually three different types. Hold on a second. Let me see. Some could be loops, some could be whorls, and some could be arches. I don't know what mine are. Mine always have some chocolate or food in them, so I really can't tell. But anyway, so this student, I think he was a doctoral student, what he did, Gabe Guo, an engineering graduate, presented a computer with images of 60,000 fingerprints in pairs. And in some cases, the fingerprints would be from two different fingers, from one hand, some from different people. And so basically the computer managed to spot patterns that meant two fingerprints, which look quite different, come from the same hand. Something that I guess was never detected before by AI. So writing in the journal, they said our main discovery is that fingerprints from different fingers of the same person share strong similarities. And they hold across all combinations of fingers, even from different hands of the same person. So even though no two fingerprints are the same, they may have similarities. Well, duh, that's one of those I hope they didn't spend a lot of money on the study. But where I get intrigued is we're feeding fingerprints to AI. I am very concerned about AI. And I have seen, movies and I've seen things in my life where somebody is blamed for something that they didn't do. And, well, your fingerprint saves your butt because your fingerprint is unique. So if AI has the potential to have this data and we later feed our forensic data into a computer, who stops or who oversees an AI program or a computer going, oh, yeah, that's Dr. Dahlia's? Like, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, here's my fingerprint. Look at it the old-fashioned way. That's what they used to do. And I get really nervous that we're not doing things the old-fashioned way. I don't think I want AI to be all up in all our industries. I think AI is a huge tool. I think AI will save lives. I think AI will solve crimes. But I am asking for a backup and a backup, please. If somebody hacks it and can very easily go, oh, yeah, this fingerprint is somebody else's. I just don't trust computers. And maybe it's because I've seen too many movies, but I've seen people hack the CIA. I mean, I haven't seen it, but we've heard of people hacking what? Sony, the Senate, CIA. People can hack things. And our fingerprints, our bodies and the way we've done things might not have been the most efficient, but we've had some levels of accuracy and uniqueness. And so I don't know. I'm just, yeah. There are some medical conditions where some people don't get fingertips or fingerprints. You have fingers, but you don't get it. So there are a couple medical conditions. So I know some people say, well, let me wash off my fingerprint and then say I have one of these diseases. No, it's not going to work. But very interesting nonetheless. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I've been telling you that don't sweat the little stuff. As we are now kind of deep, we're done saying Happy New Year, although I'm going to say Happy New Year way into March. I don't care. But as we are already kind of deep into our resolutions, and most of us have failed them, you know, we want to kind of work on our ability to overcome things that can ruin our day or that could tick us off. And I want to ask you, what little thing, something just small, really gets under your skin and really ticks you off? Doesn't mean you have poor mental health. It's just, what is something that happens in life That don't say, you know, listening to bad radio hosts, okay? Radio hosts and my show and me are off limits. Anything non-related to me, okay? What just bugs you and you can't fix it? Okay, well, I'm going to start off, because I always do. So I live in Southern Nevada and the Las Vegas area. And because it is still technically a newer city, there is construction all the time. But it's very frustrating with how one street, so the one street I'm going to be discussing today is something, is the street called Russell Boulevard. And there's a street called Russell Boulevard that I have to take to get to the studio. And one day you have two lanes. The next day, there's cones forcing lanes to merge into one lane. And then the next day, it's two lanes again. And this has been going on now for like a year, okay? And what happens when you live in a newer city compared to back east, you know, et cetera, is when cities, you know, start to expand, you begin to have these side streets that become major arteries. So Russell Road has always been a major artery, but as the city expands, it's becoming more major. So for some reason, and I don't know all the nooks and crannies, when there's, you know, companies that build or gas stations or whatever and piping has to happen and electricity, somehow the road has to have construction. I just don't understand how one day you get two lanes, another day you don't. So if I know that there's going to be construction, I'll bypass it. But my GPS says go there because it's still faster than other areas to go. So what ticks me off, and this happened to me when I lived in L.A., this can happen anywhere, is I, like a good girl, get into line of the lane that's open. And there's a long line. I see the lane that's merging. Doesn't make sense to go into that one, because if you go into that lane, you're going to have to ask somebody who's been waiting in line to let you in. So I'm going to, like I said, like a good girl, just go and get into the proper lane. Well, these idiots will drive up to take cuts. They don't like the long line. So they bring their car, and as they, and I have to admit, I have done this sometimes when I'm in a hurry, I'll be like, oh, I didn't know the lane was merging, my bad, and then I'll roll down the window and go, can I sneak in? Thank you, I'm so sorry. Okay, I have done that. But for the most part, I try to do the right thing. Well, I noticed this every day on Russell, or I noticed this when I lived in L.A., where if people keep going into that lane that merges, you stay still, and you could be there for hours as people are cheating, going up, going around, and merging in. So in California, what I used to do is I used to then move my car into both lanes, and I would just sit there. And I noticed some truckers are doing that too, and you know, where you just move your car. The problem is that you can't do that. You'll get a ticket. People get mad, and every now and then you do have somebody that does need to make a right turn. So you're trying to stop the cheaters, but every now and then you have somebody legit, so you can't necessarily block the road. And it kind of angers me. Now I get over it, you know, because I'm like singing, you know, whatever's on the radio, right? You know, pushing up my buttons, babe. I don't know what I'm, so I'm listening to the radio and I can move on. But if I'm in a hurry, then I got a place to go, and you are sitting still, you feel screwed. And I don't know how to fix that. And, you know, so we talk about how don't sweat the little things. There's, you know, somebody cuts you off when you drive. Who cares? They're an idiot. How many times does somebody cut you off just to then later get a speeding ticket? You see them pulled over by a cop. Karma will get them. You know, I do trust in karma. And if somebody is that much of an idiot to try to cut me off, okay, they're probably an idiot in real life, and they probably, you know, have misfortune. I don't need to add to that. Let them just do their thing. Just try not to kill somebody. But sometimes there's things that you really can't overcome. And, you know, how do you do it? You know, I like to fix everything. I don't want to just sit and complain. I could sit and complain as days off. That doesn't help. You know, if there's an issue, which I don't know if that's, you know, something that's stereotypical with nesters or with women or with, you know, certain people who might be the beta in a relationship. But for me, I don't want to have arguments with my husband. I don't want to have arguments, you know, with, I want to fix the problem. So if somebody, let's say, leaves the seat up, and in the middle of the night, I get up and I fall in the toilet, I don't want to fight about it. I just want to rectify it so I don't fall into the toilet again. You know, so I'd be like, guys, you know, I fell into the toilet. This keeps happening. Can we stop it? If I don't think that's going to solve the issue, then I might raise my voice. Guys, honestly, I'm falling to the toilet. That could cause some major SI, subluxations, whatever. And then if they really, you know, if nobody ever, you know, kind of gets it through their head, I'm like, stop it. That's a flipper. They got to fall in the toilet. Why do I have to fall in the toilet? It makes no sense. Stop it. Ridiculous. And then usually that's all I need to do. And then finally the seat goes back down like it's supposed to. Mind you, I will sometimes raise the seat after I pee for them, but just put it back down so I don't fall in. So, yeah, what are some things that just happen and you can't fix? You know, we bring this up because, as we're going to be talking about later today, there was a migrant school, there was a school that apparently and I want to get a few more details before I, but reportedly there was a school that was an in-person school and the students were sent home to do online learning because they had to use the facility for migrants. Now, I get, we have we have refugees, we have people that want to come to this country, but we also have a chaos and we don't have anything methodical and we have people who are homeless. But you have individuals who have been so grateful that we're finally getting kids back to school. The kids are finally among other kids. They're getting into a pattern and they have no control. When we get angry about things and when we get frustrated and when we get anxious or depressed, it's because we don't feel like we have control. Now, I have taught you guys for years, we have a lot of control. We have a lot more control than you think. You know, we might, you know, go, oh man, I hate this job. I hate the job. There's nothing I could do. Actually, you can. You could get a new job. You could quit. You could talk to your boss. You could ask for a different position. You know, it might not be easy, but you can actually sit and think about what options you have. You know, somebody in your family gambles too much. Okay, well, you have options. Leave that person. Don't have that person allow access to your money. Get that person some help. They may not be easy, fun options. But you have options. But when you think you don't have options and you have exhausted everything and no one's listening, you get depressed, you get anxious, you get mad. And I am hearing and seeing people livid about what's going on in the country, in terms of their job, in terms of economy, in terms of schools. And when people don't think they're heard, if people don't think there's another option, we've been trained ever since childhood that you sit down and compromise, or you talk about it, or you come up with options, and you don't get to talk about it. You don't get to discuss. I don't know who I could talk to about Russell Road or Russell Boulevard, whatever the street's called. I don't know because I'm too upset when I drive it. Going, look, you keep every other day messing with the lane and people cheat. I can't talk to the people who are cheating. So I feel like I have to take things, matters into my own hands, or I just have to take it in the pants. And I don't want that. There's got to be better ways. And so in order for us to have good mental health, in order for us to overcome obstacles, we need to know that we have avenues. How many of you have worked at an institution and they said, oh, yeah, there's a chain of, you know, you can file grievances and nothing gets done. Now, that's got to get fixed. 1-877-DOCTOMMY.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. This is USA News.
Attention.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dolly 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Brooklyn paper is reporting that there is going to be a protest and a rally after city officials relocated close to 2,000 migrants from the Floyd Bennett Field shelter in Marine Park to James Madison High School in Midwood to protect them from a storm that was happening on Tuesday. This ended up forcing 3,500 students to leave school and to do online learning. Now, you know, this is an example of a city or a country, again, not understanding that if you are taking in migrants and you are wanting to be a refuge for people, you better have the infrastructure first. And that's kind of not what we do. Just like with the Affordable Care Act. Just pass the bill and then we'll read it. Just open up the borders and then we'll just figure out how to make it work. And that sort of thinking, I don't know if you've seen that at work. I've seen bosses do that too. When you say, wait a second, that's impossible. Can we figure this out first? You know, and make sure, you know, we have a plan. They go, no. We'll just figure it out afterwards. And mind you, a lot of times things do get figured out, but it doesn't mean it's ideal. And so 1,900 migrants were at Marine Park Shelter. I think this was in Brooklyn. They had to be removed amid safety concerns because of the major coastal storm that was coming. So when rain pounded and winds and all that, the migrant families set up temporary camp inside the high school. Students then had to leave the school and then learn online. Now, I get during natural disasters. I mean, you know, look at how New Orleans needed what's the stadium? I forget the stadium called the Bowl. I forget. I mean, look at how, you know, when things happen, you do pivot and you repurpose buildings and stadiums and things for that. But, we just got kids back to school. They finished winter break. They went through the whole COVID lockdown. They're back to school. Is a school an appropriate place? And why do we have 2,000 migrants that need shelter? Why did we accept them? Well, because our executive branch just, I guess, doesn't care or wants them to be future voters. I don't know. But these migrants are being used as political pawns, and their life is at stake. Not to mention the community and access to hospitals and medical centers for paying citizens. It's a mess all around. And I don't understand. I mean, I think I understand, but I think the public doesn't understand why the government can't just say, guys, we're going to do what other countries do, and we're going to have a more methodical, less chaotic immigration policy. And we're going to stop having all these flows come in when we don't have the infrastructure for it. So Principal Jody Cohen said the decision to go virtual was to ensure a smooth transition for families temporarily sheltering overnight in the building. The city's decision to house the migrants obviously drew ire from the parents. And council member Ina Vernikov said this is both unacceptable and was entirely foreseeable, as Floyd Bennett Field is vulnerable to all forms of inclement weather conditions and is not a sustainable housing facility. As an elected official representing this community, I demand a full stop to using our public schools as a shelter ever again. So now Assemblymember Michael Novikov issued a press release, and there's going to be protests. And so people are concerned that the city of New York is prioritizing migrants over communities, budget, safety, school education. And, you know, even if it's just a day or two, to me, what the underlying issue is these cities are overwhelmed and cannot handle the migrants. Then you immediately close the border or limit it. How many states and cities have been calling for help? And I don't know where Biden is. I don't know what he's doing. Is he coherent? Does he care? And this is really going to hit him in the butt with the election, as long as there's no cheating. You know, the Democrats and Republicans are kind of concerned when they're paying taxes and they're busting their butts, yet they don't have a hospital bed with their name on it. They don't have access to school. You know, their tax dollars are going to something where, you know, that they might not be in agreement with. And as much as I want America to be there for refugees, and I am a daughter of an immigrant, and I am very, very grateful for my family being able to come over, but it took 20 years. My family fled the Holocaust. They couldn't come to America. They then went to Israel. Israel gave them a home, and it wasn't until the 1960s that finally America gave them a visa to come in. They then learned the language, took the classes, became citizens, and then started working to pay taxes. So I'm not saying everybody else has to wait 20 years like my family had to, but there's a process in place, and the reason why there's a process in place is because it makes no sense to invite somebody into your country and then they're out in the cold or in the street or facing income. We don't want migrants to die. We don't want refugees to come here just to die. If we think they're at risk, we'd say, don't come here. And people say, well, it's not New York's fault. It's not. It's Governor Abbott's fault because he sent them. As I've said before, if you have overwhelmed cities and hospitals and medical centers, you are required by ethics to divert them to areas where they can get care, housing. And if cities say, don't send them here, we're going to deport them if they're here illegally, then your only option are the sanctuary cities. So Governor Abbott, if he's got to send them somewhere, then he's going to send them to these places and say, hey, guys, you know, we won't deport. They could be, I mean, what is it that people want? They just want them to all stay in Texas, stay at the border, die with no food or shelter? Yeah, what is it that people want? So we've given the message that if you're going to come to America, come now while Biden's in power. And people have heard that message and they are being helped. They're being smuggled. They're being trafficked. And then obviously the wolves in sheep's clothing are sneaking in and people are getting angry. And I understand that we have used schools for shelters in the past. But if we don't necessarily have to, I mean, there's inclement weather all the time. Now all of a sudden kids have to lose school or go back to online. Our priorities have got to be America first because you're no good to anybody. In fact, what's happening is this is actually hurting the immigration process. Just like I said, the COVID vaccine mandates. I support vaccines. I don't support mandates. And I said that once you start to mandate a vaccine like COVID, you're going to screw it up for all the vaccine programs. And what do we see now? Parents are pulling their kids out of school. They're deferring vaccines, and they're like, I'm done with all of them. Same thing with this. If you're really pro-immigration and you really want to be a haven for other countries, then you don't want this to happen. Because now you have such a sentiment of anti-open border that now you could possibly ruin future immigration policies for decades because people saw the ridiculous chaos and the taking advantage of the situation. So this has got to be done right, and I understand why the parents are upset. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love that we have listeners all over the country. And we talk a lot of the show. We talk about health. We answer your questions. We talk about the economy. We talk about education. We talk about sports. And yes, looks like Pete Carroll's out. Bill Belichick is out. We're going to be talking about some sports. But because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know, people are kind of intrigued by that. Many of you have come to visit Las Vegas, and you've checked out Las Vegas. And it's one of my favorite cities to visit. In fact, I do staycations here in Las Vegas because it's so cool. It's so much fun. And if I don't have time or money to go elsewhere, I'll just get a room on the Strip. And it's a fantastic way to just relax. And I love Las Vegas. I love it. Sometimes decisions are made that don't necessarily take into account what the locals need. And many of you throughout the years of, you know, my show, people have asked, do the locals actually go to the shows? Do they eat? Are these tourist traps? And Las Vegas has changed, you know, in the 80s, because I was a kid in the 80s, so that's really as far back as my memory goes. You know, you could get, $1.99 breakfast at Circus Circus, 99 cent shrimp cocktail, $5.99 prime rib dinners. In fact, I think that was even in the 90s. And so you could, you know, very reasonably, rooms were, you know, $25 a night. You could basically make nickel slots. You didn't have to be rich. And eventually, you know, we transformed to the resorts that we have. We have gorgeous resorts. We've always had resorts, but now the majority of them are pretty pricey. The food can capture the essence of some of the most brilliant restaurants, 5-star Michelin, you know, quality restaurants and chefs we attract. And then, of course, the shows, Broadway shows are here. And so it has transformed into being a very lavish, amazing resort destination. The thing is the locals don't necessarily get to enjoy all that. The locals are here to build and support and maintain. So when Formula One came, I am a big fan of sports. I do support sports and our Raiders and our Golden Knights and our Silver Knights and the Aces and the Oakland A's coming. I do support us being a sports mecca. I think Las Vegas especially needs other industries. Nevada needs other industries than gambling and casino. We've done that. We are now tourism. We're, restaurants, like I said, the club scene. It's amazing how we've transformed. The problem is you cannot do this on the backs of your locals. And so locals are speaking out about what F1 did to their business. Now, there's a restaurant in town called Ferraro's. It's fantastic. And apparently Gino Ferraro wrote a letter. And he had said that it had cost thousands of dollars of profit. In fact, I think I even read somewhere, and I apologize, I'm pulling up his letter now. He said they have lost in excess of over $2 million in revenue over the 9 months of traffic disruption, tourists complaining about traffic. He said customers have showed receipts of $100 for a mile ride from the Strip because it took an hour to get to their destination. Now, that's where I would just get out and walk. You could walk the Strip. I would just get out and walk. I wouldn't be spending $100 for the ride, especially since the weather was kind of nice in the fall. But he basically, Junior Ferraro, entitled this the F1 Las Vegas disaster. And he said the track should have been built somewhere else away from the Strip. They always get exposure. Las Vegas leaders approved another 81 road upgrades, which means more traffic delays, Uber, cab drivers not wanting to work in those areas. And he has said that, you know, and he is one of many who have complained about the ramifications of traffic and changing the road. And I get, you transforming the Strip into a racetrack is pretty flipping cool. But how many people had to suffer for that? And it was, what, a 5-day event with the... That was a lot that went into that. Now, I get it. Las Vegas can now be on the map for F1. And honestly, the track was cool. We did have some bumps in the road, but overall it was a successful event. But did the locals get to enjoy it? I don't know a lot of people that got to go. It was more for the tourists. It was more for, and I get, you know, Las Vegas is about tourism. But if you don't have local support, stuff won't happen. And I'm getting this flavor, and you might have it also where you are in Boston or Fort Lauderdale or, you know, Eureka, California. You might get that also where your city leaders might, you know, make a decision and say, you know what, we'll just figure it out. We'll just get through it. And we did. You know, when I heard what they were going to do with F1, I'm like, really? You could do that? They made it happen. But apparently you have businesses that lost a lot. In fact, he even asked, is anybody going to pay us back? $2 million in revenue lost. That's not cool. Mind you, this is piggybacking off of COVID. How many small business owners got screwed over with COVID? So now things are starting to pick back up. And so, you know, we seem to not really care much about small business. I think he says he employs 80 employees. Okay, small business is the backbone of the economy. We might not be big, huge, you know, companies like Google, although I heard Google just laid off a bunch of people. But, you know, we employ, we give people benefits, we give people a place to work, a place to grow, allow them, if they didn't work in our businesses, then they wouldn't be paying taxes and putting money into the economy. And so I feel like small business, they don't care. What happened in my neck of the woods with COVID, it was ridiculous. If you even wanted to work or go into, you almost had to look like you weren't working. You had to be really public about, look, we're closed, we're not opening up, we're not, you know, to not be able to thrive. Because if a business is going to fail, a business should fail if you have a bad business model, if you don't market correctly, if you spend more than you bring in, if you don't treat your customers right or your staff right. There are tons of ways for a business to fail. But if you have a perfect recipe and everything's going right, and then you have outside forces screwing with your business, there should be compensation. Is Las Vegas going to compensate those businesses that got screwed by F1? I think it's a reasonable request. I'm not saying it has to be done, but I think it's justified. I mean, when we got locked down with COVID, the government did supply money for us to keep people on payroll. It did not cover all the losses. I mean, people lost a lot of money because of COVID lockdowns. And the money from the government, although some people raked it in big, the average small business person really struggled. And in fact, went out of business because of that. So if F1 affects your business, what compensation do you have? Look at what happens with George Floyd Square. The local businesses are really, really hurt. As now, you know, traffic patterns have changed. And so, you know, if you have a 5-year lease, and people say, well, you know, it's your fault. Location, location, location. Well, you pick a location, you're trying to serve the community. You open up a restaurant. You open up a salon. You open up a, you know, a taekwondo, you know, a fitness studio. You're doing that, to, you know, for the community and for you to make money. So it's interesting. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.